I cheat at Candyland when I play my six-year-old son, Theo.
That's terrible!
That is probably the biggest lie I tell my child, but it's because Candyland is hands down the most boring game to ever exist in the history of board games.
We all grew up with Candyland. That is Chutes and Ladders. That was our introduction to a world full of misery when it comes to playing Monopoly.
Okay, I actually cheat at Chutes and Ladders, too.
What?
There's a Peppa Pig version we have. But so those are like the only two games my son likes to play. He's 6 years old, developmentally. That's kind of where he is with board games.
Yeah.
And so what I do in Candyland is I get that little princess queen and I put her like three cards deep, so that way very quickly he gets that card, lands there, and then he wins.
Liz.
So I'm cheating for him to win just so that it's over quicker. And like before you're like, oh, you're a terrible mom, blah, 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 blah. One, how dare you? But two, I'll play all the other games.
Like what?
I'll do all the arts and crafts. I'll do glitter. I'll play cards. We play kitchen. He's got this little fake drive-through thing we set up, and I come through and order coffee with voices of other cartoon characters. Like, it's great. I'll do all of those things. But he has this love for Candyland that I do not understand. And I don't know if maybe I created a monster because he just thinks he's so good at that game that he wants to win, and that's why we have to play it as often as we do. But I'm gonna cheat every single time to get myself out of that game.
I think we just got to the root of the problem, because somebody, it seems like, is taking after their mommy. And
just likes to win.
Yes.
I do have a little bit of a competitive edge. As I've gotten older, I've gotten lazier, and I sit back a lot more. But that's probably what it is. I've created a monster. But the thing is to try to uncreate the monster, I would have to destroy him in the board game, which I don't want to do that to his self-esteem. And then I'd have to play it even more and for longer.
Well, can't you find a board game or something that is a happy medium for the two of you where it can actually be maybe mildly competitive?
I want him to win. I don't know. No. All the board games for kids aren't fun. You know, I know you've suggested before I should get him Guess Who.
Yeah.
But I'm the worst at Guess Who because I literally say, the person that looks like a dentist. And that gives no qualities whatsoever, because I don't want to just yell out people's like physical features. And we all know the one that looks like a dentist is Phil, by the way, off the original 90s Hasbro.
No, that's very true. But what about like Battleships or Clue? Like, I still play those to this day.
Maybe Clue we could do. Battleship, I don't think we're quite there yet. We tried to do the travel one in the car. Maybe. I wouldn't have to cheat as much at that one because it is a giant guessing game.
Yeah.
But it's the biggest lie I've told him. It makes me question everything my parents told me as a kid growing up, because I feel like there were a lot of lies there.
Oh, yeah.
503-914-2899.
My dad, when I was, I don't know, 4 and 5, my dad told me that if you cut off one of your limbs besides your head, that it would grow back like a starfish. I believed it. And he would come home from work and be like, oh, one of my friends cut off his arm today, but it grew back.
Oh my gosh, stop.
I know. When I was in the 3rd grade, my teacher was like, oh, you know, we're going to do a presentation on, you know, whatever it was, some kind of science. And so my stupid self in the 3rd grade decided, oh, I'm going to do a presentation on if you can cut off your limb, that it would grow back starfish style. And so my teachers called my parents and were just like, we don't really know what's going on with her. She's acting out because she told everybody in the class that you can cut off your arm and it would grow back.
Oh my gosh, thank goodness you didn't show up with like scissors and try to do a demonstration.
Right, be like, let me just cut off my finger in the 3rd grade.
That's still a good science lesson. I didn't know starfish could grow their limbs back.
Yeah, they regenerate. It always gave me a lot of questions in science class growing up, though, because does the other leg regenerate a whole starfish and then the starfish gets another leg? And then do they have psychic powers within each other?
What?
Well, because they like started from the same entity. See, this is where it gets very confusing.
All right, let's just leave it alone.
We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. And Kelly said she tells her kids the Grinch only works in December.
That's a fair assumption.
You know, I should start doing that. Oh, sorry, buddy. Blippi's got to go on vacation. 503-914-2899. I promise, I'm like a really good mom.
From when I was a kid and I saw a field of sheep and my dad told me it was a German shepherd farm. And I was like, oh, wow. And to this day, I was driving with my daughter and I saw a big German shepherd and I thought, sheep?
Do they have German shepherds when they have sheep? Do they, like, herd them?
Yeah, yeah. That's the original terminology from what German shepherds were.
Oh, is they
back
shepherd?
In Germany,
yeah.
They were the shepherd's dog to herd the sheep.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but I expected to see little puppies in the field, so.
I mean, at least there was some truth it was based on there.
Yeah, very, very vaguely.
When I hear German shepherd, I just think police dog. You
me
know,
too.
Canine, drugs. That's what I think's happening over there. I suddenly don't feel as bad about the fact I've been lying to my son, Theo. He's 6 years old, and I cheat at Candyland every single time, and I cheat so that he wins more quickly because that game is boring.
That's a good kind of lie, though, right? You're building up his confidence.
I mean, I should be spending more time helping him develop, like, the little counting and moving the pieces with the motor skills. But honestly, if he wants to play Uno or Rook, I am there for him. Gin Rummy... I will play that for days.
Rummy? What are you, 85?
No, I play the fun card games. Euchre?
What is that?
Canasta for pennies?
I've never even heard of these.
Oh, you're coming over. 503-914-2899. That's our newish number, 503-914-BUZZ.
I might have been the world's worst bowler at the time, but I was on a bowling league when I was 5 or 6. So kindergarten or first grade. And after a very long season, I finally hit my first strike. And the next week, there was this whole big presentation with balloons and cake and a trophy. I was presented with my first strike trophy. All the while, I thought it was from my bowling coach. And I was probably in my 30s when my mom and my grandma disclosed to me that they orchestrated that whole thing. They went and had a trophy made, planned a party, and led me to believe that my coach was celebrating my success.
Oh, now did you actually make a strike?
I made my first strike.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say they put the bumpers in and that the whole thing was just a sham.
That's a good lie, though.
It was sweet. It was so sweet, yeah. But I did go my whole life thinking I had earned it. And
I think your mom and grandmother are trendsetters. I think every kid who's in a bowling league should get a party for their first strike.
You know, you might be onto something.
One of these days, Mike, when you throw one, you can get a party.
I still need the bumpers.
And you still can't make that strike.
Nope.
We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Heather said she told her kids that ice cream trucks only play music when they're out of ice cream. This is a very common one.
Really?
Yeah. That way, whenever their kids hear it coming, it's like, oh, playing the music, can't get anything today. And it's okay, kids. SpongeBob doesn't even really look like SpongeBob.
No, once you take that wrapper off, he looks hideous.
Bubblegum eyes falling off in every direction. 503-914-2899. 503-914-BUZZ. Liz and Mike in the morning. Celebrity Scandal 753. What Nick Jonas can't do with his mouth.
That if they don't brush their hair, they're going to get spiders in it.
What an awful lie to tell your kid.
It's really scary.
I mean, it's not 100% untrue. If you let that hair get too matted, anything could live in there. As somebody with large hair, there's been stuff that's gotten tangled in there through the woods.
I mean, I get them to brush their hair, so I guess problem solved.
You know, I'm wondering back to my childhood. Maybe my parents told me something similar, and that's why I've always kept my hair short, like with a buzz cut.
Oh.
And I'm deathly afraid of spiders now, and have been my whole life.
I would rather have longer hair if there were going to be spiders, because then at least you wouldn't feel it on your scalp. Think about all those tiny little legs going across your scalp.
Now I'm gonna have nightmares.
At least in your hair, it's like touching you but not touching you. It's just an entity of you.
Well, that's incredibly scary. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. If you want to be freaked out even more, we put this up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Trisha said for years she told her son that if he didn't clean behind his ears, he'd get bugs.
Ew, what is with the bugs in the head?
You know, I think maybe this was a common issue, you know, a few hundred years back. I don't know.
I mean, my grandmother told me to wash behind my ears every time I took a shower. I still remember it to this day whenever I wash behind my ear. But she didn't tell me there were going to be bugs there.
I'm glad you're thinking of grandma in the shower. 503-914-BUZZ.
When I was a kid, I used to bite my nails. And my aunt told me that when you bite your nails, that they just pile up in your stomach and then your stomach will explode. From the nails, and I truly believe this, and it worked because then I stopped biting my nails and I don't do it anymore.
You know, sometimes as a parent, you know, or a parental figure, you get a little desperate, you start making outlandish claims.
See, my third grade teacher told me the same thing because I used to bite my nails really bad, actually still do, so it didn't work on me, but...
Oh. Yeah, it didn't work on my sisters either. They're both horrible nail biters still to this day.
but I must have been the more gullible one. I was like, oh, not doing it anymore.
It's funny when, like, adults tell you kind of sort of violent things. So my family is super German, and growing up, my Oma, there's this book, and I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's these fairy tales that are famous in Germany that they give kids, or they used to back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a thumb sucker, and she told me that if I kept sucking my thumb, that in the middle of the night, demons were coming into my room to cut it off.
Why's it gotta be demons?
And my mom was so mad. No, there was a book with illustrations, so I couldn't read the German, but I could totally tell what was happening
that's
in the picture.
Terrifying.
Right? Yeah. And that's the day I quit sucking my thumb. I'd like to say it saved my orthodontia, but it sure didn't. Most ridiculous lie you've told your kid or your parents told you. I've been cheating at Candyland for a solid 2 years now, and it's because I want my son to win quicker.
Which is good, but you're still lying to the poor guy.
The game is so boring. If I stack the deck with that little queen card third in, we can be in and out, done in under 7 minutes. Liz and Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz.